There you go. Traffic accident in front of the small animal hospital out there on.
Yeah, PD, in fact, just got a call about that, so they can confirm it, but officers should be on site here shortly.
Okay. Listener says the westbound lanes are blocked, okay. So that's so impacting you.
Headed toward the aeropuerto, if you need to catch a flight.
Do something different.
Yep.
Do something different. All right, so too much high fructose corn syrup, of course, is not good for you. It may, in fact, add weight to you. Then you might end up not being as svelte as you are now.
Mm.
So,
in fact, you know what you'd be.
What?
Fat!
That's right. So too much high fructose corn syrup could make you not only
fat,
but stupid as well.
Oh.
A new study on rats found that after just 6 weeks on the high fructose diet, the rat's brain's synaptic activity has been so affected that they had trouble recalling a maze route that they had learned.
It means I'm stupid, doesn't it?
It does, as a matter of fact, Homer.
Yeah.
Now, what they did is they took a second group of rats, and they received omega-3 fatty acids along with the high fructose corn syrup. So it's like they gave them some salmon that had corn syrup in it or something. I don't know. Anyway.
It was salmon with grape jelly on it.
Probably right. Wow.
Or they let them wash it down with an ice cold Coca-Cola.
Love me a salmon and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah.
On a bagel.
Yeah. Anyhow, the researchers found that protected them somewhat from the damages of the high fructose. And researchers want you to know that they're not talking about the natural occurring fructose like you get in fruits, because that's got some antioxidants in it. We're talking about that high fructose corn syrup that's in, well, really a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot. So, do you get to be fat, dumb, and stupid. Is that what is that right? Is that what Dean?
Fat, drunk, and stupid.
Fat, drunk, and stupid. That's it.
I've got 8 pages to comb through. I don't really have
that. Never mind. It's not worth it. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, anyhow. So you got that. All right, so.
It's a good idea that if you look on the list, first of all, to look on the list of ingredients, and if you see that high fructose corn syrup is one of the first, I don't know, 2-3 ingredients, you probably could live without it.
Might want to shy away. Hello? Okay, never mind. Speaking of reading the label.
We don't want to talk to you anyway.
That's right. Reading the label. Special K, I mean, right? Special K.
Yeah, a very light rice cereal.
Sure.
I like to eat Special K just, you know, as a snack.
Yeah, but the problem is they've kind of extended their brand a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, more than just the cereal now.
In fact, one of the last times I went to the Grocery-torium, I was asked to pick up some ancillary Special K products.
Uh-huh.
And there was some sticker shock associated with that, my friend.
Yes, sir. That's what we're talking about here. So are you talking about price or ingredients?
Yeah, price.
Yeah, well, okay. Splurging on your chocolate version of Special K. Might want to read the old label. ShopSmart magazine took a look at a variety of junk health foods and discovered that Special K Chocolatey Delight.
That was not one of the things I was told. Yeah.
Well, it's not much different than Cocoa Puffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and Cocoa Puffs are delicious.
Yeah. If you reach for that Special K with the little chocolatey chunks, thinking that that's more healthy than a kid's cereal, and then you fill your bowl up with that, you're going to be a little bit surprised. Cocoa Puffs actually slightly lower.
Oh yeah.
In calories, fat, and sodium.
Go cuckoo, baby.
No,
cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Going to the store at 901.
Yeah, in your face. Yeah, sounds like we got you a little itch going, don't we? Man.
See if I can find me especially if there's like a housewife there in her yoga pants and she's just gotten back from working out, she's buying her Special K.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, ma'am, if you've been listening to the radio this morning, you know, be buying these and stuff.
Right. That's right.
Of course, then I'll get slapped.
Now, those really intelligent fellows on the radio told me today that
you get slapped for lingering on the cereal aisle.
Yeah.
Probably
lingering or leering.
Yeah, them too.
Lady in England is an online star thanks to her clumsiness, the unidentified woman of indeterminate hair color. Sitting on a window awning after apparently being overserved, maybe by herself, her male friend warned her the awning was going to collapse under her weight. She didn't believe him. Okay, he tells her again she doesn't believe him. So What does Sir Walter Raleigh do but go, I'm going to go get my camera.
Yeah.
So he grabs his video camera, and sure enough,
well,
just after she swears she won't fall, the awning collapses.
If you can't fix stupid, and stupid won't allow you to help it, the least you can do is record stupid for posterity.
Again, wrong
or in
way.
Her case, posterity.
That's right. That's right. Nobody was injured. The video, and I know you'll want to go there today, so don't pull over to write it down. Just kind of keep it in your head, okay? Drunk chick fail. So I'm sure it's on YouTube. It's probably been
Oh, that
viewed.
Won't pull up anything, will it? Be there till lunch.
Well, my morning's booked.
Yeah, well, yeah. Come back and enter cute puppies, and that'll just take up the rest of the day.
Yeah. Well, no, you'll be busy. No, because what you're going to do is you're going to see at least seven of those, and then you're going to want to share those. And
right. Yeah. You have to go tell everybody about it.
Dude! Yeah. People are going to send you links. So
that's right.
All right, we've pretty much screwed up your productivity for today, and you know, tomorrow's Friday, so you don't have to worry at all.
No.
When you have work.